with Martin Bester.
The world has been busy. Firstly, there's a video of a guy driving 308 kilometers per hour on the N1. Have a look at the video. See if you can figure out what the heck he's driving. I don't think you're ever going to find out who it is. I mean, obviously, it's just a video of the dashboard and the N1. And as the boards, you know, come overhead, he goes too fast for me to see where more or less on the N1.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous. 308.
Were there other cars there?
No, it was obviously late at night, but still, takes one car, one little something happening. Yeah. I mean, that is ridiculous. We'll put the video for you up on our blog on jackaranfm.com. Links from social media. And then the story I want to bring to your attention this morning. This is like, what would you do scenario, right? So a guy in Michigan, he bought a couch for his man cave from a place called Habitat for Humanity Restore. So obviously people donate stuff. It's like a charity shop, right?
Okay.
People donate stuff and you go in there and then you buy stuff. So he bought this couch, lacquer old couch. He put it in his man cave, but he felt something uncomfortable in the couch. He was like, you know, what's happening here? So his daughter eventually unzipped the cushions and found, ladies and gentlemen, 620,000 rand.
No.
620,000 rand cash stuffed in the cushions of this old couch.
That's a bargain.
What do you do? So he consults with an attorney. An attorney confirms he has no legal obligation to return the money. But hang on. What does he do? He goes back to the store. They track down the original owner, who's a lady. The couch belonged to her grandfather who passed away last year. And he gave the money back.
What?
Gave all the money back.
See now.
I quote him. He says, I always thought, what would I do if that ever happened? And now I know. It makes me feel good. I'm going to tell you something very clearly on this Monday.
Okay.
Any other day of the year, but not today.
In January, the 20th of January.
Not on Monday, the 20th of January, 2020. My friends, look, okay, this is what I would have done. And I'm dying to hear, what would you have done, Liesl?
No, you know, I was going to say keep it until you said, like, with the grandfather and her grandfather passed away and everything else. Then I changed my mind.
What?
I would have given it back, yeah.
I would have given some of it back.
Split us.
I would have phoned up and said, hey, listen, geez, it won't happen, but like I found 40K in your old couch, eh?
Okay.
40, I mean, that's still a lot of money. And she didn't know about it.
But from 600 to 40.
I'm saying it's a win-win.
Got something you want to say? Yeah. Well, we want to hear it. Talk to us on
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Join the conversation at
Jack of Breakfast.